This building formerly housed the Lyman Trumbull Elementary School in Chicago. Its classrooms and playground, once bustling with students, are now eerily silent, a consequence of Mayor Rahm Emanuel's efforts to narrow a projected $1 billion budget deficit by closing about 50 of the city's schools this year.
The schools that are closed routinely in this city since 1997 are located in largely poor, largely African-American neighborhoods on the south and west sides of Chicago.
Attorney Matt Farmer's daughter's school was not closed, but he is concerned about what he sees as a disparity in the quality of education between poor minority students and affluent white students.
60 years after Brown versus the Board of Education, 50 years after the I Have a Dream speech, we are still not providing a quality education to our poor, our children of color. It's happening all over the country. And so what's going on in Chicago is a microcosm of that fight.
Ain't no power like the power of the people, because power of the people don't stop.
That fight spilled onto the streets of Chicago on the 50th anniversary of the 1963 March on Washington.
50 years ago, they marched for, you know, education, justice, freedom, and today we're boycotting to show that the problem is still not fixed.
Rosemary Vega was one of about 300 parents, teachers, students, and community activists who protested the school closures and proposed budget cuts in a march from Chicago Public School headquarters to City Hall. One of their key demands is that school board members be elected instead of appointed by the mayor.
Because an elected school board means we elect them. It means they listen to what we want, and they will give us what we want, or they won't be reelected.
CPS's budget woes come as Chicago faces rising crime and other concerns that have topped the agenda for Ellison Carter's Action Now organization.
Our number one campaign is fighting against foreclosures. Number two campaign is fighting to raise the minimum wage. But since these school closings happened, that has taken over top priority in our organization.
Carter believes school closures and budget cuts are influenced by racism, something Mayor Emanuel and school officials strongly deny. Carter sees his participation in the march from CPS headquarters to City Hall as a continuation of Dr. King's work.
Fights never end. They never end. And I think he understood that he started a fight, and he knew that this fight probably would never end. I believe he knew that.
One fight that will continue is the battle over the Chicago schools' future budgets. Officials say unless state lawmakers reach an agreement on pension reform, CPS contributions to pensions will increase from $193 million in 2013 to $534 million in 2014. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Chicago, Illinois.